1340 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hamas has made the first return of hostage remains under the ceasefire deal. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Jerusalem.
Fighters handed over the bodies of four-year-old Ariel Bibas and his nine-month-old brother Kafir. Israel says their mother Shiri was not among them. The fragile ceasefire in Gaza is approaching the end of its first phase. On Saturday, six more living hostages are expected to be freed.
26-year-old Luigi Mangione, arrested in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, will be back in court Friday. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He's going to be walking down that hallway into a courtroom, and we hope to hear some kind of a schedule for his upcoming trial. Our reporting at CBS News indicates that this New York State case, where he faces the most charges, will take precedence in that respect. I mean, will come first before the federal trial.
The jobs of more than 6,000 workers at the IRS will start disappearing within hours. CBS's Nancy Cortes reports where the Trump administration will begin the cutting.
We are told that they are cognizant of the fact that we are in tax filing season right now, and so their first rounds of cuts primarily affect people who work in enforcement in the small business branch in particular, so it won't necessarily have much of an impact on people who are trying to file their taxes right now.
It was a good night for hockey fans in Canada. The winning call in the Four Nations face-off from ESPN.
Center pass, McDavid scores! Connor McDavid wins it for Canada!
McDavid scored at 8:18 of overtime to give Canada a 3-2 victory over the United States. Brady Tkachuk and Jake Sanderson scored for the Americans. The San Antonio Spurs Victor Wembanyama is expected to be out for the rest of the regular season with a blood clot. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook explains that condition.
A clot in a blood vessel in the shoulder is unusual in a young athlete. There are a number of possible causes, including stress from repetitive upper extremity movement, perhaps on top of some mechanical obstruction to the flow of blood. Usual treatment includes dissolving the clot one way or another, followed by anticoagulation.
One person is dead after a helicopter crashed on ice at a reservoir in Idaho, about 30 miles west of Idaho Falls. A second person was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Sheriff's deputies located a downed power line in the area as the cause of the crash investigation gets underway. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bobby Portis suspended 25 games. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Bobby Portis suspended for the next 25 games by the NBA. After testing positive for a non-approved painkiller, Portis says he thought he was taking Toradol for an elbow injury. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription of Tramadol, a painkiller banned by the league last spring. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I just feel bad for Bobby on so many levels. You know, the dude's gone through a lot, you know, this year with his mom passing and, you know, his house been broken in and then this, you know. You know, the thing I did tell him is this is going to be one hell of a story for you. You know, our goals haven't changed as a team. This is going to be harder. I mean, Bobby's a huge loss. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that. He's been so good for us. Not only on the floor, but his spirit. Like, we need his spirit.
The Bucks hosting the Clippers. A recap coming up later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beverly Hills Cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight with temperatures around 0 to 5 above. Wind chills around 5 below thanks to a northwest wind. On Friday, sunshine with highs in the mid-20s. By Saturday, sunny skies and upper 20s. It's 12 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area joins us. Pete Schwabba from Nightlight will be here to talk about the major plot flaw in the movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. And so Elon Musk was tweeting, this is about the Los Angeles Fire Department. Libs of TikTok had tweeted, the LA Fire Department passed a racial security plan or racial equity plan to end systemic institutional and structural racism in LA. Part of it is a chart to map I'm having a hard time reading this, but anyhow, so Elon Musk retweets that with his comment, they prioritize DEI over saving lives and homes. And so what do we hear next after that? Well, here's the headline from Dean Fiorci over on CBS News. California fire captain found stabbed to death inside her San Diego County home. Now, nobody's really sure who killed her. And it might have been a domestic violence situation. It's Rebecca Marodi. She's 49. She's a 30-year firefighting veteran. She, according to Cal Fire officials, she began her firefighting career in 1993 as a volunteer in the Moreno Valley. She served as a seasonal firefighter from 94 to 2000. She was promoted to firefighter 2 in 2007. She was promoted to a fire apparatus engineer and to captain in 2022. So is this what Musk was talking about? And why was she killed? We don't, like I said, we don't know. But it just seems like an awful, noxious coincidence, if nothing else. Meanwhile, Bob Kennedy has a plan to make America, particularly America's mentally ill people, healthy. And by mentally ill, he's talking about people with attention deficit disorder, like me, apparently. Yes, and people with depression. He says his solution involves, this is, by the way, this is from Amanda Marcotte, who writing over on Yahoo News. I'm guessing it probably first appeared at Slate or someplace like that. She says, Kennedy's solution looks very much like punishing people for perceived personal failures by putting people into labor camps, which he euphemistically calls wellness farms. As Mother Jones reported in July, she writes, people would be relegated to these farms where they would be denied their prescription medications. They would also be banned from having cell phones, computers, or other means to contact the outside world. They would be put to work full-time, presumably for little or no pay, growing organic food. He claims this process would reparent supposedly broken people. Again, framing mental health issues as not medical issues, but as personal failures. And then she goes on to note, he also says it'll be a place for people with ADHD and depression. Oh, how exciting. I get to go to a camp, a Kennedy camp. I'm so excited. Meanwhile, so many Americans died because of the Donald Trump's botched response to COVID in 2020. Over a million Americans died. And according to The Lancet, the British medical journal, over half of those people, or about half of those people, didn't have to die. They died because of the screw-up. I mean, we had the literally the worst COVID death rates in the world were in Peru, because the guy who was the president of Peru never even acknowledged COVID existed and required everybody to continue going to work. They had the worst death rates in the world. Number two, America. We had more COVID deaths per capita than any other country in the world except Peru. And I'm talking far and away, like twice as many deaths per capita as many other countries. And as a result of that, you know, 1.7 million deaths among Americans who are 25 years or older occurred between 2020 and 2023. The majority of them, of course, happening in 2020 and 2021. The years that, you know, Trump's policies were having impact. And the result of that is that Social Security right now has $205 billion more than they should have, because a million people died and they're not drawing Social Security. It's pretty amazing when you think about it, that you can quantify the impact of Donald Trump's incompetence and racism. I mean, you know, it was in March of 2020. He shut down the country, the right thing to do. Then the first week of April, I believe it was the second week, April 11th, as I recall, I've written about it many times. The New York Times and the Washington Post on the same day both ran the same articles, or essentially the same articles, or the same headlines that were then picked up by all the media, which was that more black people were dying from COVID than white people. And that was the point at which Donald Trump said, ho ho, and America needs to get back to work. And that was the beginning of the mass deaths in America. Not in other countries, but here and Peru. Bizarre, deadly, criminal. I lack adjectives. Anyhow, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. James in Akron, Ohio. Hey, James, what's up?
Yes, it's funny you mentioned the COVID. I wanted to ask you about a question you had a few months ago about Elon Musk, but a few weeks ago. But look, the COVID situation, I've had three relatives that passed from COVID refuse to take the shot, and it had to do with Donald Trump. And the thing that's ironic about the whole thing is that the majority of the people that died from not taking a shot in red states.
Yeah. And, red counties actually have twice the COVID death rate from blue counties, if you look at on a county-by-county basis across the United States.
Yes, and it's funny, if we look at it, it's just like right now, all these firings that they're doing in the government, there's like 3 or 4 to 1 white people as opposed to blacks that's losing their jobs because of the stuff that Trump is doing now. But here, let me go to the thing. You asked about Elon Musk at, it's been about a week ago, about him, Trump saying thanks for his computer access and so on and so forth. And I think what happened, if you remember, there's almost 5 million, I mean, it probably is 5 million, but almost 5 million people in Democratic areas that were purged from the voting rolls, and once that had to be reviewed, well, those reviews were done after the election.
Right.
So those votes were never counted. I might as well say the provisional vote.
Yep.
So if...
Greg Palast puts the number of 4.2 million.
4.2 million. Okay, that's
and
a lot.
And he documents
of
which states it happened in, and said it's pretty clear that had this not happened, Kamala Harris would be president right now, and the Democrats would control the House and Senate.
Exactly. And then and then another thing that he did strategically, and the Republican Party has been doing this for some time, that they always find something to call whomever is on the Democratic Party a racist running for government. Whoever is running for president. They did it to Biden. They did it to Kamala Harris, a black woman, stating that she was so anti-black with all the black people that went to prison in California when she was a prosecutor. Yeah. If they bust you for dealing drugs, she got to prosecute them. She can't sit there and say, oh, I'm not going to get him because he's black. She can't do that.
Yep.
And she did her job. And they went through, what's the name, with Planned Parenthood with Hillary Clinton and talking about Hillary. Well, people talk about Hillary as being racist, but if you remember when Hillary got out of college, one of her first jobs was fighting for school segregation and stuff in the South.
Right.
And if I remember right, Hillary got ran out of a couple cities.
Mm.
But they never mention that, and the Democratic Party never mentioned all the things that the Clinton family did for Black America.
Yep.
But they can always come up with all the other things, because there's like 90-some percent of the TV and news outlets in America is owned by basically the conservative party.
Right. So rich white Republicans.
Yeah. They control the narrative. So at the same time, we're sitting here all the time, and I don't understand it. I mean, I'm 77 years old, and I don't understand Black people with all the things that we've been through over these years to fall for anything that they come up with.
Yeah.
And they come up with these things on a consistent basis. They said that Biden was a racist all the way up until Kamala got to be a presidential candidate. And they talk about Biden with the three strikes you're out thing. Well, if you remember, that was a bill that was proposed by Black representatives in Chicago. Most of them were preachers.
Mm-hmm.
And they put that narrative, and they got that program through.
Yeah.
But they blame Joe Biden for it.
Oh, they'll so always figure out a way to blame, you know, Black people or the allies of Black people for pretty much everything.
Yes, Joe Biden should not have been tagged with that, but they did it.
Yeah, I'm with you, James. I'm with you.
Yeah.
James, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It's nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth, Elon Musk, we'd really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. Stay with us. Back with your calls in just a second.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African-American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important is it for us to fight back, not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African-American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, "I'm taking your backyard." You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. So I wanted to point out something that I'm not sure folks understand about all of these mass layoffs and firings in the federal government. After 5 years in government service, a federal employee is vested in the Federal Employment Retirement System, FERS, which includes a pension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pensions are funded on the basis of A, their members' contributions, and B, the investment of those contributions.
Right, now there's just a length like of as service.
Exactly, and there's the length of service as well. But again, the investments have to produce the income to sustain not only the growth of the fund pool, but also the payouts.
Sure.
Okay? You start laying off a bunch of people, your stream of payments in is now severely decreased.
Oh.
And if those investments don't perform well, now you have an unfunded liability in the pension system. The federal pension system is backstopped by the taxpayers. So now think about all these people who are getting laid off, the amount of the pension system unfunded liability growing, and the taxpayers having to pay for it. And before anybody starts hating on the federal employees getting a pension, that pension is, it used to be back in the 70s when my parents were in it. But in addition to that, that pension system are elected officials. So Donald Trump and all of the federal electeds are also in that pension system. Trump, after one term as president, so he's already got his pension in place.
Yeah.
But everybody else after 5 years of service. So think about that. We're going to be paying for these people who are doing nothing for us, now, and we are backstopping the pensions that they're going to be.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I hadn't considered that, but that makes a lot of sense, Marie. Also, one of the things that has got me scratching my head is that the letters, the emails that are going out to people firing them, mm-hmm. almost universally, I mean, all the ones that I've seen, and there's a bunch of them have been published on social media, All of the ones that I've seen say you are being fired for poor performance. My understanding is that if you're fired for cause, and that's cause, then you, number one, in most states, you can't apply for unemployment insurance. And number two, it may affect your eligibility to claim your pension. Do I have that right?
I don't know that it affects your eligibility to claim your pension. I think once you're vested, you're vested. Mm-hmm. It's for those who are yet unvested.
Uh-huh.
Not entirely sure what happens with their contributions, whether they're entitled to request them back or, yeah.
Right. So basically, probably what this is all about is screwing people with regard to unemployment, not so much pensions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marie, thank you. That was fascinating. I appreciate the, you always bring something good to the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. Beachside Bill in Orlando. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, afternoon, Tom. Hope all is well. No problem here either. I'm just watching the Cash Patel FBI director nomination. 51-48. Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski voted no against him, but looks like Cash Patel is going to make it through.
Yeah.
He's got 51 now. They should put the dollar sign in front of his name, you know, Cash, you know, the dollar sign. Because he does that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
He replaces the S with a dollar sign sometimes.
Wow. It's all about money.
I've seen it. I'm assuming it was he was the source of it. I could be wrong.
Well, anyway, it looks like he's going to get it anyway. But my thing today, Tom, is about fluoride in water. And here in Florida, and I think it's around the country too, I'll be quick, that they got a bugaboo about having fluoride in water, and they're claiming it children with ADH and all that. Yeah. And I'm a child of the 1960s, and certainly I had my traumas in school and all that. I had trauma and all that, but I certainly had attention deficit disorder. And in today's world, it would be considered that, right? But fluoride in water, I still have my bottom teeth, Tom. My top teeth got knocked out years ago, most of them. So, yeah, but my point is, I am for fluoride in water. It's naturally in water, but I used to work at water and sewer, and then they clean water lines here with chlorine, which is bleach, you know. Yeah. So I just wondered how you put it out there. I know we got to go to commercial. So.
You know, the science is pretty conclusive that we've been doing this for 50, 60 years, and it doesn't appear to have an impact on IQ, although there is some epidemiology to that effect, which is kind of spooky. You know, I'm ambivalent. I mean, if people want fluoride, they can get it in their toothpaste, right? Which was Bob Kennedy's argument. So I'm not hot on this issue on either side.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I do use fluoride, you know, toothpaste. So I think most people do. It's pretty much all you can get these days. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people
that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Hamas has released the bodies of four Israeli hostages, including two young children, but the Israeli military says one of the bodies was not the boy's mother. American University professor Boaz Azili worries that might provoke Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
He's looking for excuses to go back to war. I really fear that he would use that as an excuse to go back to war, which is, of course, will greatly endanger the life of the hostages that are still there alive.
Thousands of IRS employees will be let go in the next few days. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us the first cuts will come in the small business area.
It's important in the small business section in particular because that's often where they find tax underpayment at higher rates than larger corporations or in individual taxes.
Canada beat the United States 3-2 in overtime in tonight's Four Nations face-off. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks for the entire family. Check out the film Flo, an animated movie about a cat trying to survive a flood. Our lead feline needs to get over a solitary existence and work with other animals in similar predicaments as they all take shelter on a boat. There are no words or dialogue, but the action is continuous and the animation is almost hypnotic. Flo is a sweet, engaging film with a very nice ending, showing animals coming together to help each other. The legendary Paul Simon is capitalizing on his SNL 50th anniversary show opening number with Sabrina Carpenter. Simon has announced a new tour. It's been 7 years since the 83-year-old has packed up his guitar and hit the road. Simon will start in New Orleans in early April and at this point has two dates scheduled for Milwaukee at the Riverside Theater. 83-year-old touring Paul Simon might not go late into the evening, but it's still better than non-touring Paul Simon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bobby Portis suspended 25 games. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Bobby Portis suspended for the next 25 games by the NBA. After testing positive for a non-approved painkiller, Portis says he thought he was taking Toradol for an elbow injury. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription of Tramadol, a painkiller banned by the league last spring. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I just feel bad for Bobby on so many levels. You know, the dude's gone through a lot, you know, this year with his mom passing and, you know, his house been broken in and then this, you know. You know, the thing I did tell him is this is going to be one hell of a story for you. You know, our goals haven't changed as a team. This is going to be harder. I mean, Bobby's a huge loss. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that. He's been so good for us. Not only on the floor, but his spirit. Like, we need his spirit.
The Bucks hosting the Clippers. A recap coming up later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies of the overnight with temperatures around 0 to 5 above. Wind chills around 5 below thanks to a northwest wind. On Friday, sunshine with highs in the mid-20s. By Saturday, sunny skies and upper 20s. It's 12 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Birkenbeiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world.
I'm Todd Alball. I'm taking you to the Birkenbeiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alball show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Jim Flanagan and founder of Warrior Songs and veterans advocate Jason Moon. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now is the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Use CB Distillery, visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to get up to 40% off on everything. At CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
The rules were bent, the truth ignored. Wealthy few now own the board. Musk and Bezos, their fortunes soar, while families struggle wanting more. Congress trades on secret ties, oligarchs rise as freedom dies. 2025, the year of American oligarchy, where wealth reigns and power runs free. They sold has turned to dust. For the rich, the system's just. Will we rise or fade away as democracy slips day by day? They bought the press, they bought the law.
36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Matt in Mary Esther, Florida. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me on. You have the smartest audience. Really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
Looking forward to your interview tomorrow with Gay Valmont, who's running for District 1, Matt Gaetz's seat.
Mm-hmm.
She's picking up steam. She's going against a guy that doesn't even live in our district. I don't even know how he knows our district.
Really?
Yeah. I think he lives in Panama City. I think if she continues to nail down with the veterans, there's a heavy, heavy military influence here. We're probably the reddest district in Florida. Huh. Heavy military influence here. Last time funding for a VA hospital on one of these two bases was up for a vote. Our congressman at the time, Jim Miller, who was the congressman before Matt Gaetz, voted it down. We have the largest American military installation in the lower 48, and we don't even have a VA hospital. We got a lot of damaged and injured vets, a lot of PTSD going around.
Wow.
And we need that. We need her to hammer down on this.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to sign up. If you could help her out, I've tried to sign up, not getting a lot of feedback from the campaign or even from the Okaloosa Democrats. I've signed up 3 different places. It's coming. I mean, it's coming out. It's coming out.
What are you trying to sign up to do, Matt?
Just door to door, canvas.
Have you called your local Democratic Party?
Yeah, I've called them, emailed them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on Facebook, but yeah. Called them, emailed them.
Go down there and knock on their door.
Yeah, this should be a blue district. I mean, we got a lot of rural people here. Got a lot of self-employed people here. And I will tell you right now, without immigrants, Okaloosa County, where I am, Destin area, 90% of the job sites are, the construction sites are all built up with foreign labor, people
right.
that aren't from here.
Right.
So I look forward to that tomorrow, and I'll be listening. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the conversation, too. Are you military or a retired military, Matt?
I'm not military. I went to I was born and raised in Pensacola, Florida. I moved to the Mary Esther area, which is right there on the coast. I moved here in 1991, right out of college, and then I've been here ever since. And been listening to you since 2007.
Wow. Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
So yeah, okay. Well, I'll do my best for you tomorrow, Matt. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Good to hear from you. And thanks for the profile of your region there. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
I had to call in to alert everybody. You probably heard the news of Trump sticking his nose in the business of New York State, particularly.
Yes, he is now the king of New York City, and he's going to, and he did away with congestion pricing.
So he thinks, because there's still a legal battle going on. But before anybody ever thinks or even says, oh, wow, Donald Trump does care for the people, those that oppose congestion pricing, which I oppose it because I'm finding flaws in it, and I'm raising awareness to the local news people about it. But nonetheless, understand something. Trump does not care about anyone but himself. And his supposedly stopping congestion pricing is only because he has a personal interest in this. What is the personal interest? Now, if everyone understands, congestion pricing zone begins at 60th Street from east to west and goes downtown, goes southbound.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of his buildings is located within that congestion pricing zone.
Well, Trump Tower is in that, isn't it? Isn't that around 56th and 5th?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. And he has two other buildings, if they still bear his name on there. One on 1st Avenue by, I think, 45th Street. And then another one in the financial district on Wall Street.
Yeah.
So if he has to go to any of these places, he doesn't want to be paying the doggone toll because it's electronic toll. You know, they scan your EZ Pass or they scan the license plate. Either way, you're going to be paying that toll.
So and you think Trump is doing this to avoid paying, what is it, $6 or $9 a visit?
It is $9 during the day and $2 overnight, late night. But you know how he is. He's only self-gratifying. Yeah. But I tell you this, and this is another warning, that if he takes it to the courts, even to the Supreme Court, and loses, be careful and demand that he does not try to take it out on taxpayers, expecting us to foot his bill the way he tried to force us to foot the bill for his illegal, immoral, inexcusable border war, if you remember back then.
Yeah, I do. Michael, I caught part of Lawrence O'Donnell's program last night on MSNBC, and he was talking about how he was able to make it down the whatever it is, that main, you know, artery that goes down the I believe the west side of the town.
You're thinking of the West Side Highway?
Yeah.
And
he said it took him 20 minutes, and normally it's 45 or 50 minutes. And it's because the congestion pricing is reducing congestion in New York City. And he was of the opinion, he lives there, he was of the opinion that he loved it and that New Yorkers loved it. You said you object to it. What's the basis of your objection?
Because I found toll scanners, and at times I drive through Manhattan on FDR Drive if I have to go to Brooklyn, go across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say the MTA chairman, Jan O'Leary, he says that West Side Highway and FDR Drive are exempt from congestion pricing and exempt from the tolls. So if that is the case, I've noticed this while I was driving, and I've noticed this as I'm riding the New York City ferry from Bronx to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the route is down the East River alongside the FDR Drive.
Right.
Why then are there toll scanners located right by the overhead signs? It's behind it if you're going southbound.
Are you
FDR.
Sure they're toll scanners and not the police cameras that are looking for, you know, criminals and scofflaws?
No. It's nothing like that. If there are no speed cameras on a highway, only on the...
No, I'm talking about, I think they call them pods. The police refer to them as pods, and they're cameras that are used for, you know, to like if they've got a fugitive running through the city, they look for him that way. I mean, it's a big deal in Chicago, I know from
Tom. Yeah. Trust me, it's the same style scanners that you will find on the local streets.
Okay.
The only thing is that on the local streets you can see them, but this one is put right by the overhead direction.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You already said it. So, Michael, you know, have you tried driving past one and seeing if you end up with a bill?
Well, I'm going to wind up to be doing that on Good Friday as I do drive downtown to Lower Manhattan.
Let us know how it works out, Michael. I got to run. I got to move on to the next caller, but actually, we've got to hit a break here.
I will follow up for you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it'd be good to know because you know, in any city, I mean, you see a city on camera, and it could be a lot of different things. I mean, it might be a license plate reader. It might be, or it just might be, like I said, the. I just get this from watching the Chicago PD TV show, you know, the series. They've got these cameras all over Chicago, and like, you know, oh, we're chasing this guy. Oh, there he is. That kind of thing.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So we'll be right back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us. Stay tuned.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. CB Distillery's Stock Up Sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products, and personally, that's what I'm stocking up on. In fact, I did last night on this sale. I got a bunch of the CBN gummies. They make it so easy on their website to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. And our kind of high-strung dog does really well with CBD. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now is the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP. For 40% discount, that's cbdistillery.com, code VIP, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Trump just carved it into law. They speak in echoes, old yet clear. The past is whispering, do you hear? Same old lie, a new disguise, a kingdom built on alibis. They shout it loud, the war drums beat, while justice crumbles at their feet. He who saves his country violates no law. That's what they tell you before the fall. They claim to save but tear apart, turning power.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Bob in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WBEC. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I got a quick question. The Supreme Court basically gave Donald Trump carte blanche once they made their rulings. What's to prevent Donald Trump now from doing away with the Supreme Court? I know it kind of sounds tongue-in-cheek, but with everything that he's doing right now, I think that could be a possibility if he's pushed or if he really wants to push it.
Well, if Big Balls is still inside the Treasury Department, he could direct Big Balls to simply suspend all payments for the Supreme Court, from rent to salaries. And, that would be the start. Lay off all of the Supreme Court's, clerks and assistants and security.
Exactly.
I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, I think we are looking at Hitler-style stuff here, or Mussolini-style stuff, or, pick your dictator.
Agreed.
I'm not expecting a Holocaust to come, but God only knows. But this is bad enough. I mean, just destroying democracy is bad enough. So, yeah, it's entirely possible, Bob. I wouldn't, 2 weeks ago, I would have ruled it out. Today, I won't. Bob, thank you for the call. It's a good one. Patrick in Branchland, West Virginia. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind, Patrick?
First off, to the guy from Florida there a while ago, I hope he's still listening. But I can't get the Democratic Party here in West Virginia to email, message, anything.
Really?
They're only open 3 hours on Tuesday and 3 hours on Wednesday.
Huh.
Yeah, I've called them several times, can't get anything. So
I have a friend, Patrick, who's wired into the Democratic Party in West Virginia. He lives there. He used to work for me. He was a producer on this program, in fact. His name is Troy Miller. And he's got a Substack. Troy Miller. And T-R-O-Y Miller. And he's got a newsletter on Substack. I think it's called West Virginia Breakdown or something like that. And if you go over to Substack.com and plug in Troy Miller, it'll pop up and you can direct message him. You can send him a text message and ask him to, you know, for advice on who to reach out to and stuff like that, because he knows the Democratic Party there in West Virginia quite well.
I will do that. I will do that. All right. To the reason why I called, I think I got a slogan, and I'll tell you why. My slogan for the Democratic Party, I think, should be this. You can lay it out there and see how it goes. Your vote counts. Your vote matters.
Yeah.
Here in the rural areas where I live here in West Virginia, we have a lot of people who bought into that idea that your vote don't count. It's useless. You're wasting your time. So they just don't vote.
Yeah.
People who voted in 2020 did not vote this last time. And I swear to goodness, I can't for the life of me. I beat my head against the wall trying to figure out why.
Yeah. Well, this is why we all need to be flooding social media. We absolutely do. Patrick, I want to get one more call in here before the end of the hour, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Dan in Michigan City, Indiana. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Yes, Tom, thank you so much for taking my call. First time caller.
Thank you.
I listen to you every day. I have a question concerning nursing homes. I have heard nothing on this subject, and I've looked into it as best I could with the cuts that are definitely coming, Medicaid. Medicare, you name it.
If they cut Medicaid the way they're talking about
it. What is going to happen to millions of people in nursing homes? Are they going to be just thrown out in the street?
I think so. Or their families are going to be billed and they're going to end up in bankruptcy. Or both. I mean, Medicaid funds, you know, I've seen numbers all over the place, but 30 to 40% is my recollection
of
all the people in
nursing
homes.
Also. You know, I live in Indiana, and there's no Democrats left.
Yeah, there's no state programs for people there. Yeah, no, elderly people are really going to take the brunt of this. I mean, you know, the billionaires, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, these guys, they got to have their tax cuts. You know, they absolutely have to have their tax cuts, and that means that they've got to cut a bunch of people off Medicaid. And they're doing it. I mean, this is in the Republican budget that they're going to be voting on next week. Dan, I'm sorry, Dan, I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you on the other side.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue our live coverage of the American Birkebeiner from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Brady Ewing, Peter Rapine, and you. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. There is concern over the shaky ceasefire between Hamas and Israel after the latest release by the militant group of deceased hostages. The BBC's Danielle Yalovietska is following developments.
The Israeli military has confirmed that two of the bodies handed over by Hamas on Thursday are of Israeli children who died while being held hostage in Gaza. The IDF said a third body that was said to be of their mother, Shiri Bibas, is of an unidentified person. It said the body was not of any Israeli hostage.
The first phase of the ceasefire ends in early March. Israel and Hamas have yet to negotiate the second and more difficult phase. As President Trump seems to be edging closer to Russian President Putin and away from Ukraine's President Zelensky, the President of France and the UK's Prime Minister are coming to the White House. CBS's Robert Costa reports.
There is growing alarm among so many American allies in Europe about